Hey everyone, and welcome back. I've been closely following this whole standoff between the Trump administration and Anthropic over the Fable 5 AI model. And honestly, it really highlights this massive, almost painful clash between what regulators are expecting and the actual engineering reality on the ground.
It's a tense situation. Right now, the White House is essentially holding up the re-release, demanding that Anthropic guarantee its safety guardrails absolutely cannot be circumvented before the model goes back live.
But here's the thing, and I know it might sound frustrating to hear. AI researchers and cybersecurity experts are sounding the alarm. They're saying that asking for a completely jailbreak-proof system is just technically impossible. It fundamentally misunderstands how AI security actually works.
And that's a fair point. To break it down, a jailbreak is basically an adversarial prompt designed to trick the AI into bypassing those safety filters. Attackers use everything from elaborate role-playing scenarios to complex encoding and text obfuscation to slip past the defenses.
Exactly. And because large language models are probabilistic systems with these incredibly vast output spaces, the number of potential ways to craft a jailbreak is effectively infinite. You just can't predict and patch every single variation.
Right. Think of AI safety as a continuous cat-and-mouse game. Developers build up defenses, and attackers are constantly probing to discover new bypass techniques. It's an ongoing cycle, not a one-time fix.
It's just like traditional software security, really. We've all heard it before. Achieving zero vulnerabilities is a complete myth, and expecting it from AI is setting everyone up for failure.
Precisely. The industry standard isn't about eliminating threats entirely. It's about reducing risk to acceptable levels through layered, robust defenses that adapt over time.
Which brings us to the real concern here. Mandating an impossible standard actually carries significant risks for the entire ecosystem.
If Anthropic is forced to chase this ghost of absolute jailbreak immunity, we could see indefinite release delays. It would stifle innovation and, frankly, cede competitive ground to other players who aren't bound by the same unrealistic rules.
And there's another danger lurking there. Security theater. Companies might just start prioritizing superficial compliance to check a regulatory box, rather than investing in robust, practical safety measures that actually protect users.
That's why experts are pushing back against demanding perfection. Regulation should focus on measurable, actionable outcomes instead.
I couldn't agree more. We're talking about things like rigorous independent red teaming, transparent vulnerability reporting, and having rapid response protocols ready to go the moment new threats emerge. That's where real safety lives.
Exactly. This Fable 5 impasse really serves as a broader lesson for AI governance as a whole.
It's refreshing to remember that policymakers and developers actually share the same goal here: deploying safe, reliable AI. But to actually get there, we need a framework that's grounded in technical reality, not political optics.
We need effective, risk-based regulation. That means evaluating models by their potential for harm and how well their mitigations actually work, rather than slapping a binary pass-or-fail test on jailbreak immunity.
So if we embrace continuous improvement and set realistic safety benchmarks, we can actually foster innovation while keeping the public's trust intact. Let's make AI governance ambitious, but let's make it achievable. Thanks for diving into this with me.